Hey, Ranger fans, one quick programming note. If you're a fan of the Mets, Jets, Giants, Knicks, Rangers, or Islanders, and you want to listen to all of our original podcasts all in one place, just subscribe to the SNY.TV audio network on the iPhone podcast app or whatever app you use to listen to your podcasts. However, if you want to listen to just this podcast week by week, search SNY.TV Rangers, hit subscribe, and you'll be all set. And of course, as always, make sure to rate and review our channel. Maestro!
Welcome to Rangers Blue Line, covering the blue shirts from the SNY studios. Here's your host, Brian Compton.
All right, we're about 48 hours away from Rangers Islanders at the Garden. Welcome to Rangers Blue Line. Brian Compton here with you in Midtown Manhattan, and I'm still seething over that Mets loss, Nick.
It was painful. Familia. Awful. Heartbreak was not fun to be there, I'll tell you that
now,
much.
Now, did you go to McFadden's afterwards and drink your sorrows away, or did you just go straight home?
I got on the train with the rest of them, teary-eyed, all the Mets fans. It was tough to look up at people with the, you know, all upset.
Of course, the Mets don't get a run, but then Jake Arrieta hits a three-run bomb of Madison Bumgarner.
It's hockey season. Can we move on already?
Well, now it's hockey season. Damn Mets. All right, let's talk about Dylan McElrath for a minute, boys. Larry Brooks had a story the other day that they're exploring a trade. I do not get it. We kind of talked about this for a little bit last week. Adam, you hit the nail on the head last week. There's no value in trading him.
I think that you trade him if you want to give him a fresh start, which, you know, the Rangers have been good about that with a number of players. I don't know that he's requested a trade, but you trade him not exactly to get something as much as to just clear the spot, move on. Maybe you get a draft pick. Maybe you get a little prospect. You know, Yakupov, a guy who we talked about for 2 years.
Nick loves Yakupov.
Who Nick was willing to trade half the team for.
That's not true.
He got traded for like half a ham sandwich last week. So, you know, these guys, and McElrath has certainly a significantly lower value than Yakupov. So it's not like the Rangers would move him to then free up, you know, to get Kevin Shattenkirk or something, or get Tyson Barry. Like, you move him just to move on, kind of.
But why would anybody be okay with just letting him go for nothing?
It doesn't make sense. And when you look at the big picture, if the Rangers have a slow start here, there's already talk about if they get off to a slow start, is Vigneault on the hot seat? And let's say you hit November, December, and through 20 games, the Rangers are 10-10, Girardi looks awful, and Adam Klendening is Adam Klendening from his whole career and not the preseason, and is -8, then you have no right-handed defenseman other than Kevin Klein, and there's nobody in the system. So while McElrath hasn't shown, obviously, as much as the Rangers thought they were getting when he was the 10th overall pick so many years ago, with no one else in the system and no one to replace him, to throw him away for a 5th or a 6th round draft pick, I think it's a terrible waste of a potential asset.
What if he's just not good enough? What if at this point he's the Rangers' 13th best defenseman?
But from what we saw last season, can we really make that assessment?
But that was last season. Maybe he's regressed.
But how do we know? We haven't played a game yet.
We don't know. The guys who are paid to make decisions know. There's a whole hockey operations staff that you would think has better, who has seen Dylan McElrath since before he was drafted, who would probably have an indication of whether or not he's good enough. Now, I'm not saying they know that he's the 13th best, and they just didn't send him down for waiver purposes. But at a certain point in time, you do need to cut bait with someone if you don't think they're part of your future.
I just think that without giving him more than he hasn't played 40 games in the NHL. He's shown flashes that he holds his own at the NHL level. I think it's tough to sell so short.
Dylan McElrath is never going to win the Norris. I know that for a fact. I think we can all agree on that. But I think if he did go somewhere else, his legacy with the Rangers, for me, will always be he never really got a fair shake. As Jim Cerny told us last week, he performed adequately in those 30, 35 games, whatever it was last season. And now, for me, I know Adam Klendening had a really good training camp, and he's probably going to play Thursday night against the Islanders. But for me, I just don't know if all these guys that are in front of him are that much better. And McElrath deserves a fair shake here.
What's tough is the NHL is it's a cyclical sport, and right now, big, strong defensemen are out, but they've held value for ever. And you know that it's going to come back at some point. Big, strong guys who can hit, they add value. They bring an element that is needed in hockey, and specifically in the NHL. And the Rangers, there's nobody else in their system that is remotely close to what McElrath does. And
I know.
To give up on it is tough. Even if you keep him around, let's say he's just a seventh defenseman for a decade. Yes, he's not. That's not a first-round pick, but he still brings an element that's needed and that the Rangers lack.
Look, I want to make this clear. I don't disagree with you guys. I agree with you on almost all of the points you're making. I'm just trying to look at it from the organizational point of view, where it would seem like Alain Vigneault, who I think we'd all agree is probably one of the 5 or 10 best coaches in the league, has been a nominee for the Jack Adams 4 times. I have to think he knows what he's doing. And if he doesn't think Dylan McElrath can play for this Rangers team, then why keep him around? Why make it a story? Move on.
I agree that Vigneault is a great coach. I think he made mistakes in Vancouver. I think he's made mistakes in New York. Nobody's perfect. He wants to tailor the roster to his exact tinkering. But when push comes to shove, he's never won a cup, and he's not going to be here forever. So you can't give the coach every bit of leeway that he wants. And I think that's one decision that if I'm Jeff Gorton, I'm pushing back
on. I would like
on.
To see at least one full season of Dylan McElrath with Jeff Bookaboom as the Rangers assistant coach before the Rangers decide, you know what, it's not worth it. Let's cut our losses here.
Again, I don't disagree with you guys. I'm just looking at it from the other point of view.
Because this was kind of the whole reason why Bookaboom was here in the first place, wasn't it? Or one of the biggest reasons why.
For the most
part. One of the reasons he was hired 3 or 4 years ago in Hartford
was
to work with McElrath. Right. And McElrath has made progress. No one's saying he can't play, but it just doesn't seem like at this point the Rangers or Alain Vigneault view him as someone who's better than the guys they have.
Let's talk about the rest of the defense here. For me, it's the Rangers' Achilles heel. It's going to be their Achilles heel all season long. I think Ryan McDonagh is going to be asked to play 28 to 30 minutes every night, which is why, Nick, I don't think he should play on the power play. They've got to give these guys, they've got to give McDonagh a few minutes every night to rest because he's going to be out there all the time. I'm going to get into this later when we do our player predictions. I'm very, very concerned about this Rangers defense. I think it's old and it's slow, and they're going to have a very tough time keeping up with guys around the Metropolitan Division, which has so much talent from top to bottom.
They're going to rely heavily on the forwards making as less work as possible for the defense by keeping the puck in the offensive zone. Brian, I'm with you. McDonagh, I mean, he needs to raise his game back up to where he is.
He didn't have a great season last year either.
Where he did not, and really it's been a little bit since he's been the elite player that we saw flashes of. I think McDonagh needs to take that step back up to that level. He needs to be a Duncan Keith, if you will, and really grab this defense by the horns. He really, right now, doesn't have anybody riding shotgun with him up there. It's McDonagh or bust as far as being a number one defenseman on the Rangers go. And you hope Brady Shea steps up. You hope some of the other guys, Mark Stahl, can be a reliable top four defenseman. But it's not pretty back there.
My view on the defense for this season is, last season the defense was bad.
Yeah.
I have to think that losing Dan Boyle makes the Rangers better on defense.
Addition by subtraction.
Yeah, and while they can't replace Keith Yandel's offense, Keith Yandel was no wizard defensively either. So I don't disagree. Again, I'm not disagreeing a lot on this podcast so far, that it's definitely their Achilles heel. But I'm not that worried about it. Dan Girardi was terrible last year, and the Rangers got 101 points. I mean, I understand that Henrik Lundqvist was great for a long time.
Yeah.
But I think that the Rangers, I don't think the defense is as bad as a lot of people are making it out to be. Or I think that the Rangers are good enough up front and in goal to compensate for the defense. One other thing. We have some breaking news.
All right, what do you got?
Nathan Gerby not reporting to the Wolfpack. He will be going to Switzerland.
Switzerland, not surprised there at all. Had an okay camp, but you know all the bottom six moves that Jeff Gorton made, they had a lot of depth, across those bottom six lines. So really not surprised what happened with Nathan Gerby here.
No, and it looks like he even got passed by Boo Nieves in training camp too. And you talk about all the veterans that they brought in, Brian. Nieves is apparently pushing for your spot on the fourth line. There was talks, Brooks had it, that he could push Grabner or Peary out of the lineup potentially on opening day if the Rangers decide that he made the team.
Peary's got to play, right, Adam?
I don't think he's playing Thursday.
Oh, see, man. I would disagree just because from everything I've read, he's been on the power play units. And I don't think
that anything they've done the past 2 days has indicated any sort of line.
All right, so break down what you think the bottom two lines are going to look like Thursday night.
I think the bottom two lines, it's going to be VC, Hayes, Miller on the third line.
That makes sense.
I agree.
And the fourth line is going to be Grabner, Juris, Fast.
I would disagree with Juris. I would say that Peary gets the fourth line center spot on Thursday.
I gotta give it to Peary.
Peary can't play defense.
I understand that, but he can shoot the puck. And the Rangers, this has been a problem for years. Yeah. There's not enough guys who shoot.
Here's how I think about Peary. The Rangers brought him in to be one of their top nine forwards.
Yeah.
At this point in time, he seems like the Rangers' 10th offensive forward. That takes him out of the lineup. If you want three lines that can score and one line that can play defense, which again is what Alain Vigneault has said they want,
right,
that is what you do. If you want three lines that can score, a fourth line that has two good defensive players and one guy who's a catastrophe, and I don't know that for a fact, but he's not great defensively, then that's what you do.
I think they give Peary the burn on fourth line center, and I think as far as defensive line goes, I think we're going to see Stepan Nash and Zuccarello have a lot of defensive zone start time, and it's going to be their job to turn that defensive zone time into offensive zone draws for not only themselves but the other few offensive lines. But I think Peary gets the fourth line center spot, and I think he earned it. Yeah, it's not the perfect fit for Alain Vigneault. I agree with that, but he earned it, and I think he certainly earned power play time, and the Rangers need to see what they have.
I totally agree. I hope he plays. I think they need that shot in that lineup. They really do. How about this? Oscar Lindberg is skating again. That's very good news. What happens when he comes back?
He takes, in my mind,
does he play?
He takes Josh Joris' spot as the fourth line center. And in your case, would also take Peary's spot. And I think Nick brought up a really interesting case in Boone Yeves. He seems like he's close. Like, this is a guy who's a forgotten prospect.
Right.
He was never in top 10 prospect lists, but he took his 4 years in Michigan. He had a really good Traverse City camp. He was good in the one game. They like his speed, size, skill. He seems like he's going to be battling Oscar Lindberg for that fourth line center spot sooner rather than later.
Hopefully Lindberg is back very soon. I still think he has a lot of potential. Let's move on here. We asked for your questions on Twitter. We got a few. Thank you for reaching out. We appreciate it. First one is from @NewYorkPuck. How will they manage the eight defensemen and keep Girardi and Staal fresh? Nick?
Well, I hope by giving Dylan Makarev some burn, but we'll see. I think Brady Shea is going to get a lot of games. Nick Holden's going to get a lot of games. And you're going to see a healthy serving of Adam Clendenning. I think, again, especially early to start this year, if you base some things off preseason, those guys got to be on the power play. The Rangers' power play looked very effective. And if you're talking about preseason being used to earn jobs, they earn jobs.
Adam, I think they've got to find games for Girardi to sit. It's vital. If they're going to make the playoffs, and he's obviously going to play when they get there, they need to find games for Girardi to sit.
Well, before we get to that, they're apparently practicing right now with the following pairings.
Okay.
McDonough-Girardi. Ugh. Stalin, Nick Holden. Holden on the right side. Brady Shea and Adam Clendenning. Dylan Makarev as the extra. And, Kevin Klein also is not skating.
Right.
I don't know whose spot he takes of those six if he's healthy enough to play. But back to your question, yes, they need to rest Dan Girardi, which is also why I don't think they should get rid of Dylan Makarev. I think that you can play 30, 40 games with injuries and with resting Girardi every third or fourth game with Dylan Makarev and Adam Clendenning. I just don't see it happening.
Just keep in mind, folks, we're recording this on Tuesday, so a lot can happen before the puck drops Thursday night at the Garden. @NewYorkPucks playoff prediction, he thinks the safe pick is third in the Metro. I would have to agree with that. I think they're going to be in a dogfight, 3, 4, 5. I think the Metro is going to be off the charts. @_KZBS, can we, and if so, how do we fix our bad defense? His playoff prediction was ending regular season similar to last year, depending on trades and injuries. Again, as I said earlier in the show, I think the defense is the Achilles heel. Mark Staal has to bounce back. He has to have a big year. And I think a lot's going to be asked of Ryan McDonough, and he has to bounce back as well, Nick.
Yeah, the Rangers are relying on, in-house to fix the defense. The guys that they're paying a combined $11 million. They need big steps up from Staal and Dan Girardi. And quite frankly, I don't know if they're going to get it. Brian my question was from Billiam CK. He mixed in, will the Rangers trade for Shattenkirk? I think that goes hand in hand with yours. I agree with you that they're not doing it. If they were to make a trade to fix the defense, he's a guy whose name is floating around there. I don't know if the Rangers would have the pieces. Just to tie that in, if the Rangers make a trade to fix the defense, I think that would be a target of theirs. I think it's much more safer bet for them to wait until free agency. But really, when you look at it, the guys on the trade market, the Rangers don't have pieces to go make big trades.
No.
And what are they trading for that's better than the question marks that they already had? Guys generally get traded for a reason, and they're going to be a question mark usually in their own right.
And should they have the cap space, Adam, they're probably better off waiting a year and just trying to sign Shattenkirk as a UFA, right?
Oh, yeah. They can't trade for him now. I mean, I don't know even know what pieces, you know, St. Louis would have to offer back with Shattenkirk after the huge trade of their one prospect for Yakupov. But yeah, there's nothing there, both in salary cap space, because if you're gonna get Shattenkirk, you gotta sign him.
Yeah.
Unless you're getting Kevin Shattenkirk for like Dylan Mack, unless St. Louis falls out of it and they
which
trade.
They won't. There's just too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, they're
there.
Good.
Yeah.
And Ken Hitchcock always has them in it.
Right.
Unless Shattenkirk is gotten for, you know, a third round pick and you just roll the dice that you'll re-sign him, you're not gonna get him.
Nick, Adam, and myself are going to give our player predictions in just a few minutes here. Before that, we have one more question. At NYR, this is like nine zip codes, 12379911135.
Nailed it.
He asks, will the Rangers have a shorter leash if players aren't performing after Jeff Gorton brought in a ton of depth? It's a pretty good question. What do you think, Adam?
I think so. I think that Alain Vigneault showed last year that at a certain point in time, he's going to bench Kevin Hayes.
Yeah.
I guess it depends. I don't know who's going to be on the short leash. Like, it seems like,
to be the same guys, right? JT Miller, Kevin Hayes.
To me, the question is, are you going to sit Jimmy Vesey or Pavel Buchnevich? Would you consider moving?
If they're not performing, you have to, don't you?
Would you consider sending them to Hartford at the time? That, to me, is more of a question than whether Chris Kreider goes scoreless for six games and is going to sit. To me, it's, you have depth. Well, minus Nathan Gerby, you have depth somewhere along the line, and are you willing to bring up NHL possible players to sit a rookie if they're struggling?
To tie this back to baseball and the Mets, I think Terry Collins' quote could apply here. If you hit, you play. Yeah. The Rangers guys who score are going to play. I think there's going to be a lot of guys with short leashes, especially when Lindbergh gets back. You're going to have Lindbergh, Joris, Nieves. They're going to be nipping at people's heels. As far as the top nine goes, Peary's going to deserve top minutes. Depending on the start, Grabner gets off too. He's a guy who can mix into the top nine. That fourth line center spot, I think, is wide open. If guys don't produce, they're going to get games off very often. I think, you know, if VC goes 3, 4, 5 games without a goal or without a point and looks out of place, then Peary gets bumped up. Juris is the fourth line center. I think there's going to be a lot of moves like that of Alain Vigneault mixing and matching.
After everything that happened over the summer, Adam, I'm very curious to see if VC gets off to a slow start. Do the Rangers have it in them to send him to the American Hockey League?
I would guess no.
Yeah.
Only because they didn't do it with Kevin Hayes, and Kevin Hayes struggled the first half of his year. And I just think that the Rangers will keep saying, oh, well, you know, he's a mature guy. He's learning.
It's a big jump from Harvard.
He's doing things away from the puck.
Right.
That's always the thing.
Yeah.
He's responsible defensively. He's still on the power play. Like, I think that it's possible he may sit a game or two, but he'd have to really struggle, I think. I think there's a better chance of them sending Buchnevich down, and I don't think he's going to go down after his performance in the last preseason game where he was amazing. I think there's a better chance he would go to Hartford than BC.
By the way, at NYR12379911135's player prediction was third in the Metro. If everyone does their job, they can get to at least the second round. That's fair, I guess, right?
I think they're in the running for the second round. I don't know. Pittsburgh and Washington had quiet off seasons. I think, obviously, they're still the cream of the crop, but not much change in either case there. So I think the top of the Metro, while steady, is a little bit open. The door's cracked.
Before we get to our playoff predictions, Rick Nash, alternate captain. Not surprised, right?
No, he's a leader on this team. I think that it's a nice kind of acknowledgement to him. I don't think it by any means means he's not going to be traded at a certain point.
Because
if you recall, they traded Ryan Callahan, who wore the C a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think Nash is going to get traded this year, but I think some people may think that once you stamp the letter on it, it means that he's there forever. I don't think that's exactly the case.
I don't think it's the letter. I think it's the cap hit.
I'm going to say I'm a little bit surprised. I didn't see him getting it after last year. To me, I think Zuccarello would have been a better choice, especially if the Rangers are – there's rumors out there that those are the two names, if the Rangers struggle, that they could potentially use as trade pieces. So I found that a little bit interesting that Nash got it.
I'm very tough on Nash. I always have been. It's more the salary cap hit than anything else. I think he needs to produce more than what he's paid. Having said that, he's a very good guy. He's great in the room. Good for Rick. The Islanders, playoff team?
I think they're going to be in the running.
The PA Parento decision was baffling to me.
Yeah, I mean, when they signed him, you figured, oh, well, that's JT's right. guy now, and now Anthony Bellavella.
Actually, Jason Chimera was skating with Ladd and Tavares Tuesday morning.
Oh, that's nice. Jason Chimera, who what, was a bottom six player and didn't skate with Alex Ovechkin? That seems nice.
I don't think they know what to do on that right side. What do you think?
It surprises me that they cut Parento. It seems like every year you're like, okay, the Islanders are going to bring in that veteran guy or two veteran guys to cement it with all these kids and help them grow when the kids struggle. They can balance it out. And they brought in Ladd, but they lost Oposo. It's the same cycle with the Islanders. So I would say they're going to be right on the doorstep. John Tavares is a perennial MVP candidate. Yeah. If you had a gun to my head and were asking for money on Tavares and the Islanders are in the playoffs.
I would agree with that. You can check out the Islanders Point Blank podcast with myself and Mike Carver. We're going to catch up with Chris Botta this week. Subscribe to the SNY.TV audio network to download the Islanders Point Blank podcast along with this show and the rest of our original podcasts. Who wants to go first, boys? Ranger playoff predictions.
I think they finish third in the Metro. I think they make the playoffs because that's what happens when you finish third in the Metro.
Yeah.
And then from there, I think it depends on if they end up with the Penguins or the Capitals again in that first round.
I agree with that. I'm third in the Metro. I think the Rangers will surprise and win. I shouldn't say surprise. I think the Rangers will win a round and then surprise in the second round and compete, but ultimately go down.
Wow. So you have the Rangers in the second round of the playoffs.
I do.
I'm going to piss a lot of people off right now. So apologies in advance. I don't think this is a playoff team. It's currently constructed. I think the Flyers are going to be better. They have a full year of Shane Gostisbehere, a terrific player. Jacob Voracek is going to have a much better season than he did last year. I don't think the goaltending is as big of a question mark as other people do. Steve Mason had a phenomenal camp. I think the Devils are better. I think Taylor Hall is going to be huge for New Jersey. Corey Schneider is one of the best goalies in the league. Not that Henrik Lundqvist is not. But getting back to what we were talking about earlier in the show, I don't like this defense at all. I think way too much is going to be asked of Ryan McDonagh. I'm not crazy about Dan Girardi. I don't like the way things have been handled with Dylan McArath. I think he deserves to play more. But I just think the way that this defense is regressing and the way other teams are progressing, I don't think the Islanders are any better, but I still think they're in that 9,500-point mix as well. So I think this is the year the Rangers take a major step backwards. Sorry, everybody.
I think the Rangers are going to plug some holes on defense. Stahl be a little bit better.
Feel free to argue, boys.
I think it's impossible for Dan Girardi to be that bad again. Maybe that's a bit of a stretch. I just can't see him being that bad again. I think the offseason will help him at least be a number six or a bottom pairing defenseman, if you will. One Ranger I see really stepping up this year and through flashes in the preseason is Chris Kreider. I think
he's got to have a big year. He has to
be the Rangers, one of their more wise investments as far as...
I don't know if he has to score 30 goals, but he's got to be more consistent, as does JT Miller.
I agree, but I think he'll push 30. This after seeing him pick the top shelf on a shot that we've seen Kreider routinely blow high and wide on chance after chance, I think this is the year we see Kreider put it together a bit.
Adam, you have the final word. Go, my friend.
Henrik, and you said I had one word. That's the word. That's why they're going to make the playoffs.
Well done.
Because of Henrik Lundqvist.
All right. Should be a fun year. Should be a fun night Thursday at the Garden. Islanders and Rangers, it's a great way to kick off the season. Hockey is back. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This has been Rangers Blue Line, part of the SNY.TV audio network.